Thank you. I found it very wonderful. Very amazing with all the wineries. I haven't seen such sight as this before in my life, and it's a beautiful thing. Yeah, well, see, I'm down to earth, so I don't really get a lot of the glitz and glamour. I love down to earth living anyway, so this would be my kind of place.
What prompted you to agree to come to Griffin?
Just the fact that they say it was only 30,000 people.
60 seconds.
Very small place, which people appreciate you more in places like this because they don't get to see many people. They say, I'll be the biggest celebrity ever come here, and that's a great thing to me, so that's why I like to go.
How's everything going as far as your preparations for the December 2000?
Everything's going good so far. I just can't wait to get back home tomorrow and start training for it now.
Something for the Australian public to look
at. Oh, most definitely. They're going to get a show of a lifetime. Trust me. If you can't get an oil on main events, you will get a show of a lifetime. This is one and only. When you see Roy Jones Jr., you see the real thing.
Danny Green holds you in the highest regards, but I suppose all the formalities will go out.
I hold him in the highest regards, but that don't mean that come fight night, we got to do what we got to do. You know what I mean? I mean, he's a great guy, a great fighter. I thank him for coming out of retirement and challenging me so to give me an opportunity to come over and perform for the Australian people. So without him, this wouldn't be happening either. So you can't just throw that away. But at the same time, come fight night, we got to do what we got to do.
And I suppose at the end of the day, should you win this, this will basically put you in a position of not where any other fighter has been.
Well, I'd be the first man to win every title between heavyweight and middleweight. First one.
Pretty big crown to wear, isn't
it? Yeah, it is.
Roy, yeah, first of all, welcome to Griffith. What did you know of Griffith before you got here?
I just knew it was a small place. Everybody always made fun of it because they said, you going to Griffith? I was like, yes, I'm going to Griffith. So that made it even more intriguing for me to come. So I love places like this, though.
A short visit, but Griffith is a huge boxing town, a big fight tonight. What would you say with people that are from a small town, you know, wanting to maybe make the big time like yourself?
Don't let people tell you what you can't do. You keep God in your life and keep him first, and there's nothing that's impossible. The sky's the limit still. I don't care where you're from. It don't matter where you're from. It's where you get to and who you got in your life. You got God in your life, nothing's impossible.
December the 2nd, big fight for you. You're in town promoting it. How do you train when you're away from your camp?
It's very difficult when you're away. Just try to keep your body regulated and stay right and stay on track. And when you get back to training camp, then you go to work.
When are you heading home to start back into your fighting?
Tomorrow.
So this has been a huge opportunity for the Riverina. How long have you been in Australia?
Been here for 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your best place you visited?
I don't know yet. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, I love Perth. I love this place so far. I love Gold Coast. Gold Coast reminded me of Florida with my hometown, so that's probably what's closest. But I do like places like this where it's very cool, laid back, and open, and not so many people. This is a great place, too. So I'm from the country, so I love country-type living.
All right, finally, your big fight on December the 2nd. If you win it, you'll be the only person to hold 5 divisions. You know, how much pressure are you feeling going into it?
None. I win for a living. This is what I do. I am a winner by heart. This is what I was born to do.
59 fights, you've got a good record, Roy.
54 wins.
54 wins. I think 40 by knockout.
There you go. 40 knockouts at 40 years old.